A Jewish Journal article, Fish Dishes for the 9 Days. The 9 days are a time of reflection and mourning. This year, they go from the evening of July 18th through July 27th. As meat and wine are associated with joy, and thereby forbidden during this period leading up to Tisha B'Av, here are some fish dishes for you to try. Transport yourself to my grandmother's, lovingly referred to as, Yia Yia, kitchen, where the aroma of flavors from tomatoes and garlic permeated the air. Sherry Holzer, aka Simply Sherry, told the journal. A nutrition health coach and food strategist, Holzer has wholeheartedly embraced the Mediterranean lifestyle, which she calls a cherished inheritance from her family. It was during the 9 days of Avenue that she would prepare this cherished family recipe, infusing each bite with the essence of tradition and love. Easy baked Mediterranean fish, 3 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, divided, 1/4 cup red onion, thinly sliced, 4 garlic cloves, minced, 1/4 cup Castelvetrano and Kalamata olives, pitted and sliced in half, 4 tablespoons capers, 2 tablespoons oregano, divided, 1 to 2 sprigs fresh thyme, or 1/2 teaspoon dried thyme, 1/2 teaspoon ground cumin, 1 teaspoon coriander, 1 pinch red pepper flakes, 1 pint cherry tomatoes, halved, 2 teaspoons C, or kosher, salt, divided, ground black pepper, to taste, 1.5 pounds snapper, or any white fish, cod or halibut, 2 tablespoons parsley, freshly chopped, 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 lemon, sliced. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Allow the fish to stand at room temperature while prepping the vegetables. Heat 2 tablespoons olive in a sauté pan on medium heat. Add onion. Sauté for 2 minutes and add garlic for an additional 1 minute. Add capers, olives, coriander, cumin, 1 tablespoon oregano and chili flakes. Cook for an additional minute. Add tomatoes and 1/2 teaspoon of salt and ground black pepper. Cover and cook on low heat for 10 minutes. Arrange tomato mixture on bottom of a 9x13 baking dish. Pat the fish dry. Coat each piece with remaining olive oil and sprinkle with sea salt, remaining oregano and a few grinds black pepper. Place fillets on top of vegetables and drizzle the fillets with the lemon juice. Place the pan in the oven and bake for 20 to 25 minutes, depending on the thickness of the fish. The fish should flake easily and the internal temperature should is 140 degrees Fahrenheit when measured with a food thermometer. Garnish with chopped parsley and lemon slices and a little more olive oil. For a great spin on a southern fish recipe, try salmon and grits from Rachel Gordon Barnett and Lisa Kligman Harvey. Salmon and grits incorporate classic southern core ingredients into a delicious fish dish that's a spin on a classic southern meal, but without shellfish for those who keep kosher, Barnett and Harvey, authors of Kugels and Collards, told the journal. This special dish, from the restaurant Hyman's in Charleston, South Carolina, is one of the many that Southern Jews embrace. It's a way to both embrace Jewish history and food traditions and also support a thriving local food movement that emphasizes local and seasonal ingredients, the authors said. Hyman's Salmon and Grits photo by Forrest Klontz. Hyman's Salmon and Grits. 4 fresh salmon fillets. 1 teaspoon kosher salt. Cajun seasoning. Optional. 1 tablespoon olive oil, grits, 1 cup locally milled grits, 2 teaspoons salt, 2 cups of water or milk, 2 tablespoons butter, 1 egg yolk, beaten, any fine-grained breading or cornmeal and flour, white sauce, 1/2 cup vegetable broth, 1/2 cup milk, 1/2 cup heavy cream, 1 stick of butter, 2 teaspoons minced garlic, salt and pepper, 1/1/2 cups grated Parmesan cheese. Paprika. To make the salmon, sprinkle the salmon fillets with kosher salt and Cajun seasoning, if using, and drizzle the olive oil onto the fillets. Broil or bake the fillets in a conventional oven for 8 to 10 minutes. Be careful not to overcook the salmon. To make the grits, put 1 cup of grits into 2 cups of salted boiling water until the water returns to a boil. Turn down to simmer, add butter, and cook slowly, stirring constantly and adding water so that it doesn't burn. To make a grit cake, prepare the grits and put the grits in a greased sheet pan overnight. Once it has hardened, you can cut out round cakes. Brush the beaten egg yolks over both sides of the grit cake. Dip into the breading. Fry the grit cake in a cast iron skillet. To make the white sauce, add the broth, milk, cream, and butter to a large saucepan. Simmer over low heat for 2 minutes. Whisk in the garlic, Cajun seasoning, salt and pepper for 1 minute. Whisk in the Parmesan cheese until melted. Put the salmon over the grits or grit cake. Pour the sauce over the salmon. Shake a little Cajun seasoning or paprika on top for color. Excerpted from Kugels and Collards. Stories of Food, Family, and Tradition in Jewish South Carolina, by Rachel Gordon Barnett and Lisa Kligman Harvey. Copyright 2023 Rachel Gordon Barnett and Lisa Kligman Harvey. Used by permission of the University of South Carolina Press. Judy Lieb, founder of Whisk in the Southern, loves her poached orange ruffy recipe, because it offers the wow factor with very little effort. The vibrancy of the colors of the carrots and leeks on the white fish with the pale orange mayonnaise looks beautiful on any plate, Lieb told the journal. Poached orange ruffy. 1 cup dry white wine. 2 cups orange juice. 2 medium carrots, peeled and julienned. 2 leeks, cleaned and julienned. 4-6 ounces orange ruffy fish fillets. 1/2 cup mayonnaise. In a shallow pan, just deep enough to cover fish, bring the wine, orange juice, carrots and leeks to a boil over medium heat. Slowly, lower the fish fillets into the pan and reduce heat to a low simmer. Cook for 5 to 8 minutes until fish is cooked through and flakes easily with a fork. Remove fish and veggies to plate. Cover with foil to keep warm. For the sauce, whisk a tablespoon of the remaining cooking liquid into the mayonnaise. 1 tablespoon at a time. Whisk in 4 to 5 more tablespoons of cooking liquid into mayonnaise until desired consistency. Adjust for seasoning by adding salt and white pepper if needed. Serve fish warm or cold with mayonnaise alongside for dipping. Garnish with carrots and leeks. Tatiana Vasilopoulos says fish tacos are her dad's favorite. It's especially refreshing in the summertime, Vasilopoulos, founder and baker-in-chief, JP's Delights, told the journal. But you can never go wrong with fish tacos. Fish tacos with garlic pepper jelly. 2 pounds. Fresh or frozen cod, halibut, or tilapia. 2 to 4 tablespoons butter. 1 package coleslaw mix, cabbage. 10 ounces. Bag shredded carrots. 2 to 4 limes, juiced. 8 ounces. Jar pepper jelly. 4 tablespoons garlic jelly. 2 teaspoons soy sauce. 1 2-1/6 inch flour tortillas. If the fish is frozen, be sure to defrost, then pat the fish dry with paper towels. Melt butter in a pan. Then add fish and cook for 2 to 4 minutes per side until fish is opaque. Then set aside. Asterisk adjust cooking time if your fish is thicker. In a small saucepan, mix together pepper jelly, garlic jelly, lime juice and soy sauce. Cook on low heat till the jellies have melted. In another bowl, mix together shredded cabbage, coleslaw mix and carrots. Wrap tortillas in foil and heat in the oven for 5 to 10 minutes. Add cabbage and carrot mixture to the tortilla, then add fish. Spoon pepper jelly on top and enjoy.